What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Face to Face Podcast. And today I am going to be talking about the Minnesota State Fair. I'm Andrea and I have three other guests with me. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tamila.
Hey, I'm Darian.
Hey, I'm Celeste.
And Celeste does work at the State Fair. So if you want to give your point of view of the whole thing.
It depends on which part you work in. I work in the grandstand, which absolutely sucks because when you give out free samples, nobody wants to eat out of their hand, which we have to pour their samples in their hand, which is kind of disgusting, given that we just started having hand sanitizer 2 days ago. Yeah. I don't like it.
No.
No. You wake up out of your sleep saying free samples. That's how much you say it. Like, it's terrible. And then you're giving out peanuts. You're yelling like, anybody want some peanuts? Free sample of peanuts from the top of your lungs. I don't want that to be the reason why I'm tired every single day.
Do you guys do like that thing where like the customer's always right?
Most of them do, yeah.
Really? I couldn't do that.
Yeah, like if I tell the customer, oh, you can't take that bag. My boss would be like, just let her take it.
And then, have you ever been to the State Fair?
Yes, I have.
You want to give your experience and tell us?
Sure. So I guess I can honestly say the State Fair is, I want to say it's not something that everyone goes to, but a majority of people will go to the State Fair. I know some people have problems and struggles to where they can't afford it. So I honestly can say that I think they need to lower their prices just a little bit, especially for kids, because it's like $15 per kid. And then for adults, it's like $17, which isn't that much of a difference. So I think they just need to lower their prices, and not only because you have to pay to get in, but you also have to pay for like food and souvenirs if you wanted them and other things like that. And I kind of looked at this one souvenir, and it was like $32 for a State Fair cup. And I'm like, that's crazy. And food, yeah, food gets very expensive there too. But it's like, if you haven't eaten all day, you're going to the State Fair to like enjoy your time. Maybe you purchase tickets or something like that for like the rides and stuff, which is okay. But their prices are a little bit expensive too there. So like, I guess you really have to be able to afford it to be able to go and have fun, like as much as fun as you want.
Right. Do you go on like the rides too, or just?
Oh no, the rides make me sick. I can't do it.
Like the little cart ones?
Yeah, those ones make me dizzy.
I've been on that one before.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, me too. It makes me dizzy.
And then, have you been to the State Fair?
Yeah.
You have? How was it?
It's like a give or take, depending. I mean, I'm only there to be a fat half the time. I'm not there to have fun. I'm just here for food. Like,
right.
I prefer food more than anything else at this point.
What did you have there? What's all the food that you ate there?
I've had one of them big old turkey legs before.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I never had one before.
It's good, but it's just like, I highly recommend you don't get it if you can't finish it.
I probably won't finish.
Because you'll feel like you just wasted money on it.
Yeah.
But I'm mainly there for the cookies. I love cookies. I love cookies so much, bro.
They're so good. The buckets. When I was like little, I would grab the buckets and I would have my mom pay for them. I was little. So, and then I'd eat them at the State Fair and then she'd get mad at me for not saving some for the house. It's not my fault. It's right there in my hands.
You buy another box on the way home. It's all right.
I don't know the prices though. Like, I haven't been to the State Fair in a while. So I have no idea how much they are now.
I'm probably guessing like somewhere in the teens, probably piercing into the 20s.
I would never pay that much for cookies.
That's what I'm guessing. They be taxing out there. That's the only thing I got.
Actually, I might. Only for those, though. I would never pay them.
That's what I'm going out there for. It's the only thing I'm going out there for. I'm going twice.
It's like $18 a bucket now.
$18?
$18 a bucket. $18 for a turkey leg. It's just over $18 every.
I'm too broke for that.
I think pretty much almost, not like everything, but like majority of things at the State Fair are like $18 and up, which is super crazy because some people spend their last just to go into the State Fair, right, and then don't have enough to do anything else. And then if they have kids, it kind of makes their kids upset. Like, why don't we have this and why can't we do this? But it's like, I think you have to at least bring something to the State Fair. Like, even if you're, like, struggling with money and stuff and you use your last to get inside, I would recommend, I don't know if they allow you to bring food or drinks inside. But if they do, I think you can. I think that's something that I would definitely do. That way you don't have to spend more and more money once you go inside.
So do you think going into the state fair should be free? Or do you want to keep it as paying for a ticket to get in?
I think that going into the state fair should definitely be free, because I feel like some people, there's a lot of people in the world that would give anything just to go to the state fair,
right.
But they can't because of the prices. I get if you would have to pay for everything else, and the state fair entrance was free, but like, I just feel like they should definitely make that free so that more and more people are able to come and enjoy themselves,
right.
And spend time families, with their family, yeah,
friends. And how do you feel about that? How do you guys feel about that? Paying to get in?
I agree with that too, because I feel like there's no reason to pay to get in, because everything else on the inside you still have to pay for.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah, and it's really expensive. Like $12 for one piece of bacon.
For a bacon?
For a piece of bacon.
Are we talking about the extra long ones?
Wait, what?
They're like this long.
I didn't
they're
even
not,
know that.
They're not even that long.
They're shrinking them.
Yeah, and so if you have to pay that much for stuff like that, it should definitely be free.
Right. You could just go to Cub and grab a piece of bacon, slap it on a stick.
Yeah.
It's like that. Me.
That's
really? For $12? I don't even like bacon like that. Anyways, I mean, who's going to pay $12 for a piece of bacon?
Exactly.
You would pay $12 for a piece of bacon?
I would not.
I definitely would not.
Disappointingly, yes.
Disappointingly. Very disappointing.
I've spent a lot of money on stupid things that I don't need or use anymore. So
I'm just wondering, what is your paycheck like for you to
right.
be spending $12 on a piece of bacon?
What? That's like
between $700 to $1,200. That's enough for a piece of bacon.
Yeah, I could see that then.
Right. I'm still not paying $12
right,
for a piece
I still
of bacon.
Wouldn't pay no $12.
I feel
for
like I'd
one.
Spend that money on cookies.
You could easily go to the store and buy some bacon and then just
right.
put
get
it
more
on the-
bacon.
But it's easier to have someone cook it for you and have them get burnt for by the grease for you.
You have an air fryer?
Then get a girlfriend or use your mom. Like,
no.
You have an air
tell
fryer?
Her to make you some bacon.
Just like, slap a piece of bacon in the
right.
air fryer.
Yeah, don't you know
it's
how
gotta
to cook?
It's got to be authentic.
Someone is cooking for you when you
it's
cook
cooked.
For yourself.
Right. I'm only cooking for myself.
I don't either.
I don't feel like Gordon Ramsay. If I ain't cooking for somebody else, it ain't good.
That's laziness.
You do?
This is why people go to the state
fair. Would you pay $12 for a piece of bacon?
Oh, no.
That's just him. He's alone on this.
Like,
I would
he's
never,
definitely alone.
No.
You like the only loner.
Instead of buying a piece of bacon, if I had enough money to just buy one piece of bacon for $12, I might as well get me two turkey legs.
Right.
At that point.
If I'm really that hungry. That one depressing bacon. It's just so depressing. It's one piece of bacon.
Is it seasoned?
For $12. That's what I'm wondering.
Is
it even seasoned?
It's got to be.
Is it good?
What do you mean it's got to be? You don't know?
I've only had it like once. I didn't think they would.
Oh, I'm
think.
Over here attacking you, thinking like you get it every single time you go. Thing. I didn't
it
know
It don't
that.
Even matter. I'm still going to keep what I just said because he just paid $12
for a piece of bacon.
Yeah. Right.
My brother got it, and I smelled it. It didn't even smell like bacon.
You can't get it.
It
you
smelled
those,
like air.
You know those packs of bacon that you can get from the store for like $5?
Are we talking?
You should have went there.
We talking right. microwavable kind or the kind?
No, we
kind?
Talking
microwavable.
About
there's a microwavable bacon?
You didn't know that?
No.
I think it's only
what?
You.
Oh, my God.
Microwavable
I gotta be the
bacon.
I have to be the laziest person in here. I got to make an exit.
You got to be, because what?
What store
not
are you
everything.
Shopping
Cub.
In?
Right.
Cub. Go to Cub like a normal person.
Not everything
for
is done in the microwave.
Bacon?
What?
Do you yeah. like? Do you reheat your fries in the microwave?
I'm not a demon. I'm
okay,
all right. I'm a person, okay? I have a soul, you know.
I feel like when he don't want to eat, it's either when he don't want to make something, it's either noodles or it's like he goes to buy
microwave.
I can't
bacon.
Eat ramen. Work ruined ramen for me because that's all I ate for breakfast and lunch, just straight ramen.
Okay, yeah, no, that's bad. Yeah. Okay, I think no more bacon for you.
Don't.
Okay.
No more bacon
save money.
For you.
$12.
Right, save some money.
Grab some bacon.
You could have saved that $12.
Get some microwavable bacon.
Yeah, get the one that
I already
she,
got a box
at
the crib.
About.
It's all right.
Just like stick it on some like skewers, you know.
Right,
just,
something.
I'll do it
something.
Like, I'll do like how they do at those 5-star restaurants. They'll give you like a nice little platter for like $500 with just a nice little dibble of ketchup on the side.
Ketchup with bacon? Ketchup with bacon?
What?
Might have to.
I'm going to stop you there.
Syrup with bacon.
Okay, that's
That's good. That's valid. Yeah. That's valid.
But ketchup, I draw the line.
I mean, you ever eat a BLT before? Or just like a bacon cheeseburger?
Okay, but that's different, though. That's on like a bun and
that's what I'm saying.
But a piece of bacon is
would just like a little dibble of ketchup on the side. You sell that on the street for like $20 right there. Pull a State Fair move. Also, I'm very sorry I didn't get the slightest opportunity
on your own.
That's okay, but I had no opportunity to fry none of my coworkers' brains this morning at work, so y'all are getting it.
So now we got it.
Yeah.
This is like therapy.
Yes.
Okay, I can get it when you said the Martha's cookies. That's right. Fine. That's like $18 a bucket. Cookies.
I'd spend but that much.
I don't like
bacon.
Them.
One piece of bacon. Just one piece. Not even two, but one.
Yeah. Me personally, Martha's cookies. He's got to have money like nasty. That.
Really?
Yes.
Is there like a background story for that?
It's like, it's too much chocolate. Like, I wish they could just sell the batter by itself.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, I or like dough. Make the cookies with the same batter but without chocolate. Because I love
get
chocolate.
Options?
Yeah, but like, it's too much chocolate. I don't want to taste chocolate every single bite.
I think the last time I went, I had like, my mom took a photo and it was me with a little bucket of the cookies. And then I had chocolate all over. But it was good because I don't know. I think the chocolate over at Martha's and then like the chocolate at Cubs is totally different, but they're probably the same.
There's this one food truck that sells like gyros and stuff. They sell shish kebabs, you know, like the regular size shish kebabs that you would eat at a barbecue or something like that. And it's like $20.
Oh, no.
And I said, hey, I'm gonna come back later. Like, because why are you charging $20 for a shish kebab that anybody can make? It's not
go to
that
Cub.
Hard. Exactly.
Back to the topic. Go to Cub.
I'm just going to buy some chicken and some steak. And
see, my dad, whenever we go to the State Fair, he is nothing like my mom. Okay, my mom at least tries to save a little bit of money when we go.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, he stops at every single food place he sees. What are they having here? Oh, I don't want it anymore. What are they having here? Like, we stop at every single food place to fill his stomach, and it takes us at least about like an hour and a half for his stomach to stop. Then we walk around. I'm hungry again. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to leave all of y'all, and I'm going by myself because I wasn't going to stay there and wait another hour and a half just for him to keep walking in places and eating.
Have you guys tried the alligator?
Ooh.
I want to try it.
I want to.
You want to? I've tried it years ago, but when I tried it, it tastes like chicken. And I thought it was pretty good.
I love me some chicken.
My dad literally spent like over $200 at the State Fair.
$200
on chicken?
On food.
Oh.
On chicken. See what you did? You got this girl thinking about chicken. Now that's all she's talking about right now. You just blanked out on everything I said and then just went straight for chicken.
Okay.
We gotta stop this. It's time to get back to the series.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the State Fair. We're over here. Okay, right. Have you guys been on the rides?
No, this is my first year being there.
Really?
Ever.
And your experience wasn't like?
No, it sucks. There's so many people. Disgusting people. Very disgusting people.
Look, all I'm saying
PDA?
Is.
Like, dirty people.
Oh.
All I'm saying is you get on one of them rides. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm just going to say that now. I would not recommend getting on any of those rides because once you get off of it, you don't even walk in a straight line. You're going zigzags and you're like, you stop for a second and then you feel like you're going to pass out or something. Not only because of the ride, but because it's also very hot too.
Personally, I would not get on those rides, especially with monkeypox and COVID going on.
Oh, now? Mm-mm, I would never. If,
and it's kind of like you're... Monkeypox? You're sitting in the same seat that someone else was sitting in, and you don't know their case or what was going on.
So. Yeah, if I get monkeypox, I'm hiding under a rock. I'm going to turn into Patrick because I can't.
Yeah. It just looks so nasty. It's like little...
I'll be SpongeBob. We'll live right next to each other.
he can be Squidward. He's a little odd one out. He's an odd one out. I don't know.
I like it.
Okay, I was going to say. You better.
At least he's okay with it, considering he spent $12.
On a piece of bacon?
A piece of bacon.
Peace, not even like four.
Just a and piece.
And then he said,
of bacon.
What was the point of spending $12 on a piece of bacon then?
Oh my gosh.
Bad and bougie.
Can't.
No. Was it even good?
No.
No?
See?
Yeah, I bet it wasn't.
But I felt bougie though.
They should have
that's what made it taste good.
You right.
felt the bougie. Rich, huh? Uh-huh. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
$12 bacon too.
Exactly. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Gotta call them all over. $12 for a piece of bacon? That's not even good.
Right. You just said it wasn't even good.
On a piece of, like a skewer.
I had two turkey legs on my way off of my break.
That was good.
And somebody's dog came up to me. Somebody's dog came up to me and attacked me. He attacked me and he took the turkey leg and I just let him have it because he was vicious.
I would have took that turkey leg with every bit of force I had in my hand, just right on his head with it.
I still had one left though, so it was okay. He could have that
one. Did he take the one that you were already eating off of? Or did he take the brand new one?
He took the one I was already eating off
okay.
of.
Okay.
Okay, then I wouldn't even care at that point. Then you got a whole brand new one to rely on.
But he still attacked me.
That's the point.
Why is your dog not on the leash if he can't handle himself around turkey legs? I don't understand.
The dog was hungry.
Hey, I was hungry too.
And he tried to ask you nicely. You weren't paying attention. So he was like, I'm going to just take matters into my own hands at this point.
And the owner just let him. And then they walked away together. And it's like, wow. I just got robbed by animals.
I was just about to say that. Like, at that point, he the owner must have been like, you see that girl right there? Beat her up. Go take one of her turkey legs. We're going home after this.
And they were walking so calmly. And I'm just like.
They said, go get you some food, dog.
Now you go get you a turkey leg.
comes back with a big bone. Oh my god,
they probably said, go get you one because we're not buying no more stuff.
And I actually like shed a tear because I was really going to eat both of those turkey legs in one sitting. It's just like, wow.
Hey, God had other plans for you.
I just really got like, you know, punked by a dog.
What kind of dog was it though?
If you see a chihuahua.
You're gonna have some problems.
It was one of those. What's those dogs? It's like kind of like a long snout. I don't know what those dogs are called.
Wait,
I don't know what like, those dogs are called.
What do you mean? Like, describe it.
They're like the same height as a Great Dane.
It was brown.
The big one.
Yeah.
It was like. No, it was like
I wouldn't even fight for it. I would just give it to them.
It was like this I would have
thrown it. How tall was it just by standing on it all fours?
Like this tall, like right. Because if your dog bite me, I'm sorry for whatever reaction I have because my foot might accidentally move too fast and kick it or whatever. But if your dog bite me, y'all can have both of the turkey legs. I don't care.
Did you go back and get another one?
No, sadly.
Oh, you just like accepted a defeat?
I would have just walked away.
That just sounds like something I would do.
I just gave him the turkey leg and just went to go buy mini donuts.
I think he ate that in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was traumatizing. My reflex is going to go off. One more dog got one more time to take my food away from me. And they going to turn into a football in my eyes. You're going to see it.
Out.
Touch
She's down. Just going to go. Down set hike.
I'm tired of playing with the animals in my food. My dogs do the same thing. Who do you think you are to take the whole pizza off the table? Crazy.
Hey.
Animals.
I think you learned your lesson. That's all.
You can't but trust the one, dogs.
The one thing I do want to do at the state fair is I want to go see the cows. I have to see them.
The cows?
Yes. My long lost cousins.
I think it's safe to say no more food in your hand at the state fair because
no
another dog will take
bacon.
It.
Never buy. Don't do it.
No more.
Yeah, you no more. No more $12 bacon for you.
No more ripping it in half and throwing it on the ground.
And no more letting a dog attack you for food.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
You might as well. You should have just threw it and the dog would have went to go get it.
You want to trade roles? You could buy the $12 piece of bacon. I get attacked for food.
No, he's going to try to.
I'll fight back
exactly.
For my food.
Don't do that.
Hey.
I ain't finna get punked by no animal.
That's a vicious dog.
And yeah, the owner's hand is vicious.
In the owner's eyes, it was adorable. It was so pretty. It was just like.
It was going to be even more pretty on that white tee. I imagine
the owner was like, good job, doggy. Good job.
Exactly. It was an accident. Like, no, it wasn't.
Oh, he didn't mean it.
Your dog had to notice me to attack me.
To run up to you.
And take my food. Your dog don't know me. I don't know that dog.
I'm just wondering why you didn't go up to them and say, like, hey, your dog took my food.
Like, give me compensation.
Your dog just robbed me. Can right. I have some? Can I have my money back?
Right. Exactly.
Like, but are you going to pay for another one?
The thing is, I knew if I would have went up to that dog would have got territorial and thought I was taking my turkey leg back. I did not have the time.
That dog would have hurt.
Would have started growling at me. I would have growled back. It's just barked at me. I barked back. It's just crazy.
In her head, she was willing to do everything right for that food. He ate every bone in that.
He didn't even leave you the bone marrow. No, he swallowed it.
It was crazy.
And he was walking over, like, just going about his day. Whatever. I'm just like.
He's just sitting there, kill it. I got that turkey leg. Ain't no one going to take it from me.
And he had no leash on. Why? Mm-hmm. So your dog, you and your dog just going around just snatching.
Wait, did he have dog have like a service dog thing on them? Because normally they don't allow dogs unless it's a service dog.
No, that wouldn't be a service dog at all. From the way she said it.
Service dogs are nice,
it had a collar, though.
Right. I don't think that was a service dog.
It did have a collar. I don't know if it was a service dog. I don't even know what service dog's supposed to have on them.
It says service dog.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters if it was a service dog or not. Any dog is going to try and take your
animal,
food. If
an
it's
animal will just...
The way that dog ran up on me, that dog ran up on me like he...
It was homeless
like
or something?
He knew me or something.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else to add before? No?
No, that's it.
That's it?
No.
All right.
Do not work in the grandstand.
Don't buy those turkey legs.
Yeah.
Don't buy no $12 bacon.
If it ain't free, it ain't for me.
If you see somebody right next to their dog and the dog is not on the leash,
run.
Make sure you either run or you tell the security guard because they'll come right in there and they'll try to find that person.
Dog.
We have a thief on aisle 2.
Yes.
Right.
He is a dog. Yeah.
It's a black and brown Rottweiler with a pink collar up.
He's trying to steal people's turkey legs.
Hide your food.
Hide your turkey legs and your limbs.
Don't forget.
Don't put it in your jacket because they'll knock you down and eat it.
But that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.